We're holding in Simen Reish Mem Beis. The Ramo in Simen Reish Mem Beis, if Aleph brings down, Noagu, Noagim Lolush, was a minig to make a dough, Kishir Chala Babais, Lassis Mem Lechomim Lifzelem, Beshabbos Viyontev, Vuhumiko Beshabbos Viyontev. To make enough dough for Chala, for Shabbos Viyontev, and this is Mikovet Shabbos Viyontev. Now, the Ramo doesn't say when you do it. But in the Biur Halacha and the Mishneh Berurah is Muchach that you do it in Erev Shabbos. And the Ramo says that Noagu Lolush Kidei Shiur Chalo. Now, the Gemara really brings down two different things. The Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Pei Beis brings down Minag Takonas Ezra Noagu Lehashkim Velafois. You wake up early in the morning and you bake. Now, it doesn't say that you do it in Erev Shabbos. The Shita Mekubetz says, for sure you do it in Erev Shabbos. The Magen Avraham brings down that the Mice and the Gemara and Tainis Chof Dalet, that the wife of Rav Doiso, Rav Chanina Ben Doiso, she didn't have money, so she put wood on the side and steam came out and the neighbor came in to see. So she asked her where you went. She said, I went to bring the thing to take out the chalas in the oven. So we see it was a minig Erev Shabbos to bake. And the Mishneh Berurah learned that the Ramo is going on this halacha, but the Ramo adds. The Ramo doesn't only write down what state in Shulchan Aruch that in the Gemara that is a mineg lafois be'erev Shabbos. The Ramo adds that you have to do kishir chala. Now, in this halacha be'etzem is written two halachas. One halacha that you have to bake for chalas for Shabbos, and this is covered Shabbos. And how much kishir chala? So we'll see the Mishneh Berurah, how the Mishneh Berurah explains it. Mishneh Berurah and Sif Kotten Vav. Hainu, milvad she'alisha ve'afir b'chlal kovet Shabbos. Look at Mishneh Berurah, the fact that you're baking Erev Shabbos in your house, and you're making dough, this is kovet Shabbos. K'mo yishu mesayim lebesof, the last couple of words of the Ramo. Oid yesh b'ze ta'am l'kayim mitzvah chalo. Lefi she'ibdo es adom arisho in Friday, she'u chalosi shalo ilom, she'nivro b'erev Shabbos. V'meile, she fixes it. V'meile, she fixes it. This is the halacha. That the Isha has to fix the challah. So it's two halachas. One halacha is a purpose to make a afir of Shabbos, and it's another purpose to do a shir challah. Now we have to melamed zchus that some ladies don't do it. So lama zeh, the bir halacha already brings down. The yesh lezeremes to do Erev Shabbos instead of Kovet Shabbos. Nechsiv v'hoya b'yayim ha-shishi v'yichinu asher yoviyu es asher afu afu mashma de yesh lefu is b'Erev Shabbos. You have to bake it Erev Shabbos. וגם בזמן הגמרא יומין הקבוע כמו שיבי המגן אברום ובאבינסינו הרבים מן הלעד והווירס התחילו איזה נושים להשביס המינג הזה ולא יקחים מן האויפה they go to the bakery ולאב שפי רבי it's not right זה מקטינים כובד שבס so שאלה how we will have it through so much people do it for sure the people that could bake it was the best but that happens try to marry the answer we said is two halachas here it's kovet Shabbos to bake for Shabbos and it's also the Indian to be mafrish challah. So we'll start with the Indian for Kovet Shabbos to bake for Shabbos. For the Indian to bake for Shabbos, as Kovet Shabbos to bake for Shabbos, Dr. Rabbi Yashiv, if it doesn't come out so tasty, so Avad, there's no Indian to bake. Or if someone feels that if he bakes for Shabbos, different things will not come out ready for Shabbos, so Avad, you can melam mitzchus. If he can't do it, he can't do it. Avad is only if the pshat is, if Taka asks for Kovet Shabbos. I saw in a different sefer wants to say that if you bake cake or you bake different things, you also can be yaitzit takone from mashkin v'nefe. It doesn't say chal, it doesn't say bread. And know what? There's another reason for the inyan of nafrosh chalah. So you have to know. Not everyone can be mafrosh chalah. Shiur chalah is a big shiur. We'll see that today shiur chalah without a bracha, we make it from 1 kilo 200. Reb Chaim Noah with a bracha is only 1 kilo 660, and the Chazanish is 2 kilo 250 gram. So avada from 1 kilo 200 gram, you have to machmet to be mafrosh, but with a bracha we only do 1 660. And Mechazanish is 2 kilo 250. So not everyone can make a shiur challah. And the male, if you can't make a shiur challah, so the inner from shiur challah is also not shy. Some ladies went to the bakeries and they baked, they knew they can't bake. So they went to the bakery and they got a schus. He gave him permission to be mafrish challah. So Zakir Rabbi Yashiv like this. If the taste doesn't come out good, I'll call it Shabbos Avada is no Indian. And for sure to be mafrish challah and I'll smach them to have shvach challahs for Shabbos Avada is no Indian. Avada the Indian is, if you could do good chalas and also be able to the Indian from chalas is the Indian. But if the chalas don't come out so good or it's very schwer as Kavod Shabbos, just for the Indian from Afroshas chalas to be able to Kavod Shabbos, Avada is in Ishtok in Indian. Avada is in Ishtok in Indian. So this is the limit of the notion that is very hard for them, but Tziruf, that they're baking different things for Shabbos, and maybe we have a Kavod Shabbos. Maybe we'll have a Kavod Shabbos. But some ladies, they said, okay, you know, they make good chalas. So if they could make a shiur challah, for sure it's good. Now, what if they cannot make a shiur challah? So they wanted to make an eitz or two eitzes, or to bake a lot of challahs, and to put them in the freezer. You have to know if it comes out tasty every week. If it's schwach in the other weeks, it's not worth it. But lama zog, if it comes out good, so it's a good eitz. But what? In the other weeks, they don't have the maile vasir. They could warm it up. Okay, but at least once in a while, they make the inyan from challah, even if they're not making the inyan from the afir. Even if they're not so sure if it's the inyan only to make the inyan from challah without the inyan from afir. Also, afir without challah also doesn't say the Mishneh Berurah that is the inyan to do. The Ramah brought down that you make a shiur challah. I want to explain myself. The Gemara said the inyan lehashkin belefois. The Ramah never brings that aloha. He brought down that you make a shiur challah because the lishah ve'afir, the Mishneh Berurah says it's also covered Shabbos. Both things together made people to make challahs. So again, if a person can't cook good, he doesn't make good, he doesn't bake good challahs, like nobody asks you, there's no point. If he doesn't make a shiur challah, just to mekayim the azar halacha of afir, it doesn't say that it's a chiyuv to do it. It doesn't say. The Ramah put it together. So b'meila, if you can't do the azar halacha, maybe he eats it with cake. So some ladies, 1 week take they do challah, the rest of the week they're taking them out of the freezer. Again, if it doesn't taste good, it's not worth it. But if it tastes good, even if they're not mekayim the afir the other weeks, once in a while they mekayim it. Some different ladies wanted to have a better eitzah. What was the better eitzah? They made dough, kishir challah, but they took off challah, and then they put the dough in the freezer, and every week they wanted to bake their dough. Rabbi Yashiv holds it's okay, but Rosh Hashanah Noyah Bachor, that it's not like a tchile, because the taste is in broches, daf lamed ches, that if you make an isa to divide it, not only to different people, it's called isa minas lechalik, every week to bake some of it, could be it's not chayim, Rabbi Nutam holds maybe it's not chayim bechalah. So one of the machlikas, if it's chayim bechalah or not, so we made a shalif to make a brocha or not. Rabbi Yashiv holds you could make a brocha. Asach andere poiskim hold that you could make a brocha. The goyim brings down in Yeredeya, sheminag aviseinu v'avois aviseinu me'olam to make a brocha on it. Minag aviseinu v'avois aviseinu me'olam to make a brocha on it. But some people don't. So Rabbi Shimon Rabbah holds that it's better not to make a brocha b'chayi gavne. Rabbi Yashiv holds that it's okay. You could make a bracha. Chankanievsky also has noted that you could make a bracha b'chayi gavne. But mikol makom, so some people do this eitzah, some people don't do this eitzah. If you're already holding in challah, you have to know that after you have to burn the challah. It's a mitzvah. Now, the shaila is how to burn it. If you burn it together at the same time with the other challahs inside the oven, so shaila van rechem is, Rabbi Yashiv Feinstein wants to say that b'dieved it's okay, but it's a big shaila b'dieved it's okay. Andal zogin that it's not okay. Andal zogin that it's not okay. So if it happened to the Eved, the Rabbanim hold to make a shaila, you be nishal on the chala, and then you mafish again, even though the katchila is the inyan to be mafish chala ba'oida isa. But with the Eved, you can be mafish chala later. And again, like we said, 1 kilo 200 without a bracha, Firib Chaim Noe, 1 kilo 660, you could make a bracha. Moshe Habashan said this was Minig Yerushalayim. And Lefid HaChazanish is 2 kilo 250. Once we have to be careful. Once a person came over to me, they baked it together. So I gave him a eitzah, like the Rabbanim say, to make a shaila. So we made a shaila. Then he told me that now he came to ask me a shaila, but now he doesn't have any more kashir. If it could be mafrish, it doesn't make a difference, because it was a shir. But I asked him, what do you mean you don't have a shir now? She said, my wife ate some chalats already. So I said, oh, give out. So now that she made a shaila, le mafresh, she ate tevel tovu lechala. So when you make an eitzah to make a shaila, you have to know that taking no one ate from the chala, because to be eitzah chumre and to be machshel the person that ate from the chala doesn't is good. The Mishneh Berurah finishes. Ryan ba'achoinim da'afilu ha'negim lechol pa'espalter she'en yudi b'choil v'shabes v'yontov nochol yizor shaloi lechol ki mipas Yisroel. This means to bake himself. To bake himself, at least, if he lives in such a place. For sure, if you could buy in a Jewish store, it's not a problem. But it's mashma that these places, these people didn't bake. She says, not to take from a goy, to take to have a pas Yisrael. So this is the reason Mishneh Berurah brings it down here, that first he says to bake yourself. But even if you're not baking yourself, but at least not to buy from a goyish store, to buy from a Yiddish store. They cover the Shabbos beyond. If a person is on the Shabbos, he says, 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 he Yes, she costs which we mix us in the coimus nagu lechel mulise. like a kind of pie. She kurim pashtido b'dal Shabbos zecher lamon. It was meat inside and dough on the top and on the bottom. She was zecher lamon she mechusel lemala velamato. V'leroisi lochus lezeh. No one does it. Shabua says that his meaning is to eat it. The question is, what is the zecher lamon? And it's only by night, not by day. The chalas we cover by day and by night. Some people say you could eat it with the berekas. It's any place it's totally if the minig is to eat such a thing or the minig is not to eat such a thing. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start next Siman Reish Mem Gimel.